because of his pride and what people will think and what will the people say. Even at that time, to the time of death, it can stop a person from reading the Kalima. So we see the uncle of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Abu Talib, how much khidmat he made for deen and how did he look after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. But at the time of death, what did he say? That what will these people say? He was concerned. Now what will these people say that at the last moment I'm leaving the deen of my forefathers and I'm accepting what you say? So this is something that it can be very dangerous. Abu Jahl, we look at the time when he was about to pass away. Then at that time also, that he made a statement, he tells the person that is killing him, Ghalib ibn Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he tells him that, Hal fuqa ghayri qatalta, did you kill anybody greater than me, higher than me? In other words, you're killing the greatest person that you can possibly kill. And then he instructs that when his neck is also cut, it must be cut from the bottom end, so that when my head is placed with all the other heads, my head also will be standing out. So I will have that imtiyazi shan, I'll be outstanding even at that time if you cut my neck from the bottom. So this is pride. It takes away a person's ability to think clearly, to think properly. All he's interested in is his status and his honor. That mustn't be taken away. So therefore Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave us many, many warnings about this. So the ayat of Quran we did yesterday, تِلْكَ الدَّارُ الْآخِرَةُ نَجْعَلُهَا لِلَّذِينَ لَا يُرِيدُونَ عُلُوًا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فَسَادًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is explaining about Jannat and he says that Jannat is the abode of the year after. نَجْعَلُهَا لِلَّذِينَ لَا يُرِيدُونَ عُلُوًا. We've created for those people that don't desire any pomp, any glory, any status. They're not chasing any type of ulu. فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فَسَادًا, in this world, and they're also not causing any corruption on earth. They're not chasing and they're not going after, hankering after popularity, and nor are they causing any type of corruption. Allah Pak mentions in another ayat of the Quran, وَلَا تَمْشِي فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَحًا, that do not walk on the earth haughtily. So be on this earth, no problem, walk on the earth, but walk as a humble person. Therefore in one ayat of the Quran, Allah Pak mentions, وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قُولًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. That whose actions can be better than that person that invites for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, thereafter he does good deeds, and then Allah Pak says, وَأَنَا مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ, that this person considers himself to be one of the people. He doesn't consider himself to be the person, but أَنَا مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ, that I am just from amongst the people. This should be the quality of a believer. He considers himself one person. Not, I don't need to be extinct. I don't need to be distinguished. Nor do I need to have any type of outstanding qualities. As I don't need to, outstanding qualities in terms of dunya. As far as akhirat is concerned, he should try his best to be the best. But as far as dunya is concerned, how my house is, how my car is, how my watch is, what type of shoes I'm wearing, he doesn't need to be distinguished. Yeah, he should be an Amin al-Muslim. I'm just one of the people. I'm not somebody that's distinguished as far as the dunya is concerned. The other ayat we did, وَلَا تُصَعِّرْ خَدَّكَ لِلنَّاسِ وَلَا تَمْشِي فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَحًا, then do not turn your face away from the people who do not talk, and do not turn your face away from people and do not talk arrogantly. وَلَا تُصَعِّرْ خَدَّكَ لِلنَّاسِ, and do not walk, arrogantly. Do not turn your face, meaning a person who's arrogant and he's proud. He might have had a tiff with this person, had a tiff with that person. So now when he's walking, he'll see this person, he'll turn his face away. Or he doesn't like that person when he sees him. Now just to avoid him, he'll turn his face that way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, this is not the style of a believer. When he sees people now, he wants to turn this way, turn that way. Sometimes you'll find a person will even take a U-turn and he'll go out from that area or that masjid that he's in when he sees somebody that he had some type of argument. Why? This all stemmed from pride. Actually, a believer is such, he had some type of tiff, some type of argument with somebody, he should try and make up as quickly as possible and continue with life. Not that now he keeps it in his heart all the time. This is also one side effect of pride. One symptom of pride is a person keeps his things in his heart. And now he sees the person, he wants to avoid him completely. So we start off with the first hadith today. And Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu anin Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, لا يدخل الجنة من كان في قلبه مثقال ذرة من كبر. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu says that no one will enter Jannah, that person will not enter Jannah who has one atom's worth of pride in his heart. فقال رجل, one person said, إِنَّ الرَّجُلَ يُحِبُّ أَن يَكُونَ ثُوبُهُ حَسَنًا, a man likes that his clothes must be beautiful. وَنَعْلُهُ حَسَنًا, his shoes must be beautiful. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam answered. So now one person understood from this is that now like my shoes can't be nice, my clothes can't be nice. How nicely Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is explaining to us. He says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ جَمِيلٌ يُحِبُّ الْجَمَالُ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is beautiful. Allah Pak likes beauty. The issue is not with the beauty part. The issue is actually when a person is feeling proud about it, then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explains what is the symptom of this. He goes on to say, Al-kibru batrul haqqi wa ghamtun nas. This pride is such a thing where a person now he denounces the truth. When the truth is told to him, haqq is told to him, but just to maintain that I am right all the time, because of pride he wants to feel that I am right all the time, he'll even reject the truth. Like I said, a person, even at the time of death now, he'll reject the truth, he'll reject the kalima. So at all times, this person, because of his pride now, he just wants to reject the truth. And the next thing Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, ghamtun nas, a person looks down at people, he belittles people, that this person is like that, and that person is like that. A person starts looking at other people's faults, doesn't even look at his faults. Therefore, Hazrat Mawlana Imam al-Hasan sahab, rahmatullah alayhi, very great alim, he passed away now, he was known as Hazrat Ji. He mentioned something very beautiful. He said there are two type of melodies of the heart. He said one is hubbe ba and the other is hubbe ja. This hubbe ba is where a person has the love for money, has a love for wealth, he has a love for the things of this world, material things of this world. So he says this is not as dangerous as this hubbe ja, where a person has a love for position, has a love for status. And then he backs up what he's saying with hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam mentions, "Dakhala al-jannah wa in zana wa in saraqa." So Hazrat Abu Zahra radiallahu anhu relates that hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The dead person who says "La ilaha illallah," he'll enter Jannah even if he steals, or even if he was involved in stealing, and even if he committed zina. So Hazrat Abu Zahra radiallahu anhu was surprised that a man will enter Jannah even if he stole and even if he committed zina. Again he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, وَإِن زَنَا وَإِن سَرَقَ. Even if this man stole and even if he committed adultery. So when he asked Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam for the third time, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, وَإِن زَنَا وَإِن سَرَقَ عَلَى رَغْمِ أَنْفِ أَبِي ذَرٍ radiallahu anhu. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that even if he stole and even if he committed zina, and may dust be rubbed on the nose of Abu Zar radiallahu anhu, meaning that even if Abu Zar radiallahu anhu doesn't like this or he can't accept this, even then also, then this is the situation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will enter this person into Jannah because he said, La ilaha illallah. So as the boy Imam al-Hasan sahab said, that the person had this love for status, he had the love for wealth, therefore he stole. If he didn't love wealth, he wouldn't have stolen, but Allah Pak will still enter him into Jannah. But when it comes to pride, in this hadith we did today, that لا يدخل الجنة من كان في قلبه ذرة من كبر, that person will not enter pride who has even an atom's worth of pride in his heart. Will not enter Jannah, that person who has even an atom's worth of pride in his heart. He said this is such a bad sickness, such a bad malady, that even having one atom's worth of pride in the heart, Allah Pak won't enter this person into Jannah. That's what is meant by this is, a person won't enter initially into Jannah. He'll go into Jannah, he'll get his pride and all cleared and sorted out, and then he'll enter Jannah. But this person won't enter Jannah. Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says this hadith to show us that this is how detrimental and how dangerous this malady is. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of taking this pride out of our lives and bringing humility into our lives. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursalin, walhamdulillah.